Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are taking a little excursion into the book of Exodus, in the 14th chapter of Exodus. And we've gone up through what verses? 16th verse, I think. I want to back up at verse 13 and again set the context and just think a little bit about what we have seen to this point in time, okay? So hang on a second. I've got a little weird thing happening here. With a piece of equipment. Can you imagine a weird thing with a piece of equipment? What it is, one of my phones, well, several phones will do this. If you've ever noticed that if you get your phone next to a speaker or something, it'll get hissing or a certain type of things. Well, this is doing something really weird. So anyway, there we go. I'll set it aside. As a matter of fact, I may put it right there from now on. anyway, folks, this is phenomenal. Listen to Exodus 14, verse 13. Moses says to the people, do not fear. Remember, the people were crying out to God, and they were saying, God, you know, help us. But then they complained about Moses because he's the one that brought them out and got them in trouble because Pharaoh's after him. Moses says to them, do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. So he is inviting them to be quiet. He's inviting them to quit complaining, against him. And actually the things they were saying were at best misconceptions of what the reality was. Basically, they were lying about him. You know, they were saying things like, well, we told you we wanted to stay in Egypt. We wanted to serve the Egyptians. You know, we had a great life there. Just that kind of foolishness that we so easily buy into in times of distress, right? When things are difficult, that's how we are. And so he's saying, don't do that. He says, just stand by and see the salvation of the Lord. He's about to accomplish this for you today. These Egyptians, this enemy that's coming against you, you'll never see him again. God's going to deal with him. So verse 15 said this, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. So let me stop for a second. Now, was God being rude to Moses right here? No, not at all. But it is sort of a surprising statement from God, is it not? Because he's saying that, why are you crying out to me? You know, we go, well, we thought we were supposed to cry out to God. Well, we are. But I believe the idea here is that Moses already knew what they were supposed to do. They knew what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to go, to keep going forward. They were not supposed. If God wants you to retreat, he'll tell you to retreat. As a matter of fact, he had told them to go back to retreat, and he did that to bait Pharaoh into coming after them. And God made that very clear to Moses. We saw that a few verses ago. But now he's saying, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. You're to go forward. Well, the problem is that there is a big body of water right in front of us. How are we going to go forward when there is an impenetrable obstacle between us and the position of forward? How are we going to do that? And I think this is a principle in our life that we'll face these things. We'll face walls. We'll face things that are impenetrable, unconquerable, you know, unpassable, whatever it may be. God's saying, hey, tell the children of Israel, go forward. And then God tells Moses how to do it. Verse 16, as for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. He's telling Moses, you have the power, you have the authority to literally divide the sea, to split in half the obstacle that's before you. You notice God didn't remove the obstacle, but he told them how to address the obstacle, how to pass through the obstacle. And he says, lift up your staff. You have the very power of the Most High God with you. Lift up your staff, stretch out your hand, and divide it. And he didn't say, and I will divide it. If you will do this, I will do this. He said, no, you divide it, Moses. You do it. I know it. It's a very alien thought to the Western mindset. is it not, that God would call for this? And then he said this in the rest of the sentence, and the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. Now, we talked about that in a previous episode, but look what he says. They will go through, literally means that they will enter, and the sons of Israel will enter the sea, enter through the midst of the sea on dry land. Now, what we're going to see in the balance of the account, probably another episode or so, is that God is going to send a wind that causes this to happen. So it's not this thing that when Moses raises up his hand, stretches out his staff and stretches out his hand to divide it, that it instantly parted. It instantly came about that God's provision came and he brought forth this wind to do it. Now, does that mean that Moses had to stand there all night long with his arms up and his hands up? Well, we'll see when we get there, okay? But we see that vivid picture that you see all through Scripture of God choosing to work in and through his vessels, mankind, in and through the vessels the way he desires to. And so he's saying, this is what's going to happen. You're going to pass through the sea. I'm not going to eliminate the sea, but you're going to pass through it. And we're going to see that they pass through with the water on both sides of them. They're walking through on dry land. So verse 16 started off, God said, as for you, lift up your staff. Verse 17, God says this, as for me, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his armies, through his chariots and his horsemen. Verse 18, then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I am honored through Pharaoh, through his chariots and his horsemen. We've seen that honored phrase, a couple of episodes ago. That word means to be made heavy, to be made weighty, to be glorious, literally to be glorified, to be honored. Okay, that's the picture right here. It's literally an idea of a sacrifice unto the Lord. Okay, that of honor and the sacrifice type of thing. So what's he saying? He says, as for me, I'm going to harden the hearts of the Egyptians in the same way that Pharaoh's heart had been honored. Pharaoh refused to walk with God. He refused to be to bow down before the Most High God. So God says, I will harden the hearts. Now, that word harden means to make strong. Okay, make strong. So he's going to make strong their heart against him. Again, what we see in Romans 1. He will hand you over. He'll give you over and give you over. You reject him. You want to walk your own way. He'll give you over to it. And that's what he's going to do. And he says, in doing this, that he will be honored through Pharaoh, through his army, through his chariots, and through his horsemen. Says that twice. He says it in verse 17. And he says, what's the point of this? Then the Egyptians will know that he is the Lord. The Egyptians will know when he is honored through Pharaoh, through his chariots, and through his horsemen. The chariots and horsemen are offered up literally as a sacrifice. They're going to die. Okay, Pharaoh will literally be emasculated through of power in what happens right here. And the people will know that it's not Pharaoh who is God, because that's what they believed. It's not Pharaoh who is God, but it is the Lord who is God. And so God's saying, I'm doing all this, using you as the bait to get them to come out here, using you in this way, not in a negative sense, but to reach out to the Egyptians. And you say, why would God do that? Well, when you look in Isaiah, you find out the day's going to come when the Egyptians are going to be a part of the people of the Lord. Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.